Recorded Books presents a Lone Star audio production of Goodbye to a River by John Graves. This unabridged recording is narrated by Henry Strozier. This book is copyrighted 1960 by John Graves. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio, celebrating Texas authors and the spirit of the West. This book is not a work of fiction, but it does have some fictionalizing in it. Nevertheless, though some character names have been changed, and some are just composites, the story is as true as the author could make it. In 1957, John Graves heard that part of his beloved Brazos River would be dammed, the part he grew up on. He then decided to take a belated canoe trip on it, alone, before much of what he remembered would be drowned forever. And now, goodbye to a river.
"By heaven," cried my father, springing out of his chair as he swore, "I have not one appointment belonging to me, which I set so much store by, as I do by these jackboots. They were our great-grandfather's, Brother Toby. They were hereditary." Chapter 1. Usually fall is a good time to go to the Brazos, and when you can choose, October is the best month, if for that matter you choose to go there at all. And most people don't. Snakes and mosquitoes and ticks are torpid then. Maybe gone if frosts have come early. Nights are cool and days blue and yellow and soft of air. And in the spread abundance of even a Texas autumn, the shooting and the fishing overlap, and are both likely to be good. Scores of kinds of birds, huntable or pleasant to see, pause there in their migrations before the later, bitterer northers push many of them further south. Men and women are scarce. Most autumns the water is low from the long, dry summer, and you have to get out from time to time and wade, leading or dragging your boat through trickling shallows from one pool to the long, channel-twisted pool below, hanging up occasionally on shuddering bars of quicksand, making 6 or 8 miles in a day's lazy work. But if you go to the river at all, you tend not to mind. You're not in a hurry there. You learned long since not to be. October is the good month. I don't mean the whole Brazos, but a piece of it that has had meaning for me during a good part of my life in the way that pieces of rivers can have meaning. You can comprehend a piece of river. A whole river that is really a river is much to comprehend, unless it's the Mississippi or the Danube or the Yangtze Jiang, and you spend a lifetime in its navigation. And even then, what you comprehend, probably, are channels and topography and perhaps the honky-tonks in the river's towns. A whole river is mountain country and hill country and flat country and swamp and delta country, is rock bottom and sand bottom and weed bottom and mud bottom, is blue, green, red, clear, brown, wide, narrow, fast, slow, clean, and filthy water, is all the kinds of trees and grasses, and all the breeds of animals and birds and men that pertain and have ever pertained to its changing shores, is 1,000 differing and not compatible things in between that point, where enough of the highland drainlets have trickled together to form it, and that wide, flat, probably desolate place, where it discharges itself into the salt of the sea. It is also an entity, one of the real wholes. But to feel the whole is hard because to know it is harder still. Feelings without knowledge, love and hatred too, seem to flow easily in any time. But they never worked well for me. The Brazos does not come from haunts of coot and hern, or even from mountains. It comes from West Texas, and in part from an equally stark stretch of New Mexico, and it runs for something over 800...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?